morning, everyone. I cannot believe that today marks the end of our second trimester and that we are getting ready to begin our final trimester of not only sixth grade, but of elementary school. I know that that causes excitement and some worry and concern, and so I want to make sure that we're all on the same page as we get started for the third trimester, but also just to encourage you that this should be a really fun and exciting time for you and your child. And we try really hard at school to also make it really fun while we are preparing them to head off to middle school next year. Next week is going to be a great week. We do have spring conferences, and I sent home information earlier this week to specific people. So if you did not get that and you would like to have a conference, please make sure to email me as soon as possible so that we can set that up. But as you know, I'm always available even on non-conference week, so you can always email me with any questions. With that said, we will have minimum days on Tuesday through Friday next week. Monday will be a regular schedule, and then Tuesday through Friday we'll all have 117 dismissal. Our jogathon is coming up on March 11th. I've sent home information in this week's email, as well as just a separate jogathon email yesterday. Please feel free to support our amazing PTA and get those pledges in. It is the last time that your child will get to run a Woodbury jogathon, so it's a really fun day, as you guys know, and our PTA is absolutely incredible and does so much for our students, so we want to make sure that we are supporting them as much as we can. We do have our special panoramic picture day coming up on Tuesday, March 17th. We had a substitute yesterday, so their conduits did not come home. I'll try to pass those out today, and there's a pink envelope that they can bring back early, or they can bring it back on the day of if they'd like to order a panorama photo of the entire sixth grade class. Additionally, there are tons of ways that you can help for our end of the year activities in sixth grade. There's an interest form linked in this week's email, and all of the jobs are outlined and described there. So if you could please fill that out if you are interested. Once we have had people sign up, we'll send out information just to those people about our first meeting. Additionally, we have an amazing community service opportunity right now going on for an organization called Miracles for Kids, which I know some of you have been involved in around the holidays. We are collecting items that are not holiday related, but just kind of everyday life related. So school supplies and fun little snacks and treats for kids who are critically ill here in Orange County and who are also facing financial hardship. There will be some Woodbury families that actually get to go deliver the items that we collect directly to the kids and their families. So we would love to get as much as possible to help support this amazing organization. And there is a link to all of the goods that can be donated in this week's email as well. And it should also have been in last week's Mustang Express and hopefully this week's Mustang Express. Now on to school. As we move into the third trimester, again, as I've reminded the kids that our expectations also kind of rise with each trimester. So we are really looking for students who are independently working, who take initiative in their own learning, who come to us with questions about grades or things that they don't understand. And so you'll notice that I will be very much encouraging students to be the ones to come talk to me. As they get ready to go to middle school, they're going to have a bunch of different teachers that they need to talk to and keep track of. And so it's a really good time to practice since they only have me essentially as a teacher. They do have their music teachers and science lab teachers, of course, but it's kind of a nice way to ease into the idea of kids being in charge of their own learning. So please do encourage your student when they have questions to come to me or to email me and set up a time to talk to me so that they really understand how to take ownership of their own learning. In reading this week, we're going to continue our deep study of character unit. I've already been so impressed with the ways that kids have been thinking and working in their reader's notebooks, the way that they've been talking about characters with their partners, and the way that they've been writing about characters. Again, we want to lift the level of their thinking, their writing, and their talking about reading. So if you're noticing that your child is still continuing to give you a summary, please know that we are expecting much more than that. We're going to continue to look at pressures that affect characters. We're going to be looking at traits that matter more than other traits in our characters because they affect the rest of the story. We're going to be thinking about how our characters act around different people and in different settings. At this point in the year, it is expected that students are logging a minimum of 40 pages of reading per day. That does include the 15 to 20 pages that they're reading at school each day. But please know that that is a high expectation, and we do hold them accountable through their reading log. And so you can always ask your child to see that and make sure you're keeping up on it. We know for a fact that the only way to get better at reading is to read more. So this is the biggest part of reading, is just making sure that our students are reading books. And as they have come to learn this year, when they're reading books consistently, books are much better. Because they're much better when you finish them pretty quickly. In writing, we're actually going to be working on writing claims for literary essays today, and then next week we'll be using those claims to draft and write our first literary essay about Hatchet. This is kind of an introductory literary essay because we all read Hatchet together, but students will be using what they have learned quickly to apply it to their own books that they're reading in Reader's Workshop. But we wanted them to have some time to get into their own books so that they could actually write an essay about them. In math, we will wrap up our unit on expressions and equations. We're going to start learning about exponents in expressions and what those mean. We'll have a review day on Thursday, and then we have our end of unit assessment next Friday, which will cover exponents, the distributive property, writing expressions, and writing and solving addition and multiplication one-step algebraic equations. In history, because of the short week, it'll be a light week, but we will have a small project that has to do with the gods and goddesses of Greek mythology. And in science, we'll be just starting our new unit on weather. As always, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email or send a note with your child, or have your child ask me, which is even better. So even if it's a small question, it's great to get them in that habit. Other things that you can be thinking about in the third trimester is making sure that your child is getting enough sleep, that they are staying on top of their reading log, that they are able to talk to you about school and what they do, the expectations for behavior in sixth grade, also get a little bit higher in the third trimester because we have so many exciting things at the end of the year, and we just want to make sure that students are continuing to do their work, live up to our values, and exhibit respect not only to others but to themselves as well. I hope you all have a great weekend, and I always look forward to seeing everybody back on Monday. Thank you for listening.